From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 13th, 2020. This week, that excerpt of The Water Thrush by Andrew Van Nostrand opens an episode about the two water-related songbirds in Virginia and North America called water thrushes, the Louisiana water thrush and the northern water thrush. Here's a short medley of the songs of these two birds from recordings by Lang Elliott in the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. You'll hear the medley twice for about 15 seconds altogether. In each pairing, the Louisiana song comes first, followed by the northern song. In Virginia, the Louisiana water thrush is a common summer resident statewide, while the northern can be found in Virginia's higher elevations in the summer. Both may occur across the Commonwealth during spring and fall migration. Despite the thrush in their name, water thrushes are not part of the bird family of thrushes and allies, the family that includes, for example, the wood thrush, robin, and eastern bluebird. Although water thrushes do resemble some thrushes because of their streaked or spotted breast. Rather, water thrushes are classified in the family of New World warblers, also called wood warblers. In contrast, the water part of the water thrush name fits the habitat of each species. The Louisiana is found near woodland streams, while the northern prefers areas of standing water, such as bogs, swamps, and other wetlands. Both feed on a variety of aquatic insects and other invertebrates, as well as small fish and amphibians. As is true with many warblers, water thrushes may be heard more often than seen, and their songs have evoked appreciative human comments. Here's how the Cornell Lab of Ornithology's All About Birds website describes the songs and habitats of these birds. Quote, "The northern water thrush is often an unseen singer whose rich, sweet whistles lure listeners into its attractive habitats, the wooded swamps and bogs of northern North America." And, "The ringing song of the Louisiana water thrush, in cadence so like the rushing streams that are its home, is one of the first signs of spring in eastern North America." Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use the water thrush sounds. Thanks also to Andrew Van Nostrand for permission to use this week's music. And we close with about 15 more seconds of The Water Thrush. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.